This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Johanna Sarahi De Leon. Date of birth, April 2nd, 1999. Case ID number is 613-4313. Date of exam, September the 5th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical record from Driscoll's Children's Hospital, dated 6/18/2009, and Dr. Melva Palacios records, dated 11/14/2022. Identifying information. This is a 24-year-old single female with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of borderline intellectual functioning, comma, speech delay, comma, and scoliosis. The claimant is presently not working, and her last employment date was in 2017, where she worked as a tour guide at a museum for approximately 3 months. The claimant did finish high school, and is presently not working at this time. During the time that she did work, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. The claimant was in a special ed class, but is presently not receiving disability benefits. At the present time, she lives in a house with her mother, and her mother is working at this time. Allegations number one, borderline intellectual functioning. Number two, speech delay, and number three, scoliosis. History of allegations, number one, borderline intellectual functioning. The mother states that since birth, the claimant has had difficulty in her studies. She did graduate from high school in a special ed class, but is presently not working. She was being trained to lift boxes, but because of her scoliosis, was unable to perform that task. She has received speech therapy for more than 12 years and is presently studying in visual arts at college. She has a borderline mental capacity, although is able to communicate and remember fairly well, and is able to function. At the present time, she is in classes for visual arts, but has no plans for the future at this time. Her condition is stable. She more likely than not would benefit from some kind of simple task training in order to be able to support herself. Allegation number two, speech delay. The claimant has some difficulty in speech delay. She is able to communicate very well. However, she is very soft-spoken and is not very communicative with other people. She does not offer any kind of information and does not explain her situation well. Her mother gave most of the information. However, she is able to speak well at this time, and you can understand everything she says. Allegation number three, scoliosis. The claimant states that she has always had scoliosis, but in the year 2000, her back pain became severe. She states that her pain was a stabbing, an aching pain located in the lumbar sacral back area, which would not radiate to any other part of her body. Surgery was performed October the 13th, 2010, and she had a cervical to lumbar spine scoliosis repair at Driscoll Hospital with very good results. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, sit for 3 hours, comma, lift approximately 10 pounds above her head and bend over to pick up clothes. She has no assistive devices she uses. Her daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, and doing the laundry. Her physician at this time is Dr. Melba Palacios, and she has not seen a chiropractor or received any kind of physical therapy. She is presently taking ibuprofen, 200 milligrams QD, PRN is needed for pain, which she states does help her and give her relief. She was diagnosed with scoliosis, corrected with surgical repair. Her symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels every morning. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, climb one flight of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant, is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top. Her physician and surgeon was Dr. Gregory Goldsmith. She presently has no assistive devices that she uses, and she is presently on ibuprofen 200 milligrams QD, which does give her relief. She does no other physical activity. Family history. Her father is 48 and in good health. Her mother is 44 and in good health. Medications, ibuprofen 200 milligrams QD for pain, Zyrtec 10 milligrams QD. Medical problems, decreased intellectual functioning, comma, borderline, speech delay, comma, history of a fractured humerus of the right arm in 2001, idiopathic scoliosis, corrected in 2010 with surgery on 10/13/2010. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit. Weight, 102 pounds. Height, 59 and a fourth inches tall. BP 119 over 81 mmHg. Heart rate 79 beats per minute. Respiration 12 respirations per minute. Oxygen saturation 98%. BMI 20. General. This is a 24-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with her mother. H-E-E-N-T, could you please drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision, OD uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/70, corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/70, corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/70, binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to abdomen? After the last sentence, there is a 35 centimeter vertical scar in the midline back area from the cervical down to the lumbar sacral back area, which appears to be intact. The claimant does have an elevated right upper thoracic area with a mildly abnormal thoracic and lumbar spine. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3 and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was appropriate for the time. She was very quiet and reserved. She did have fairly clear thought processes, but her memory was fair, concentration was fair, but she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. The claimant does appear to have a borderline intellectual level at this time. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romber sign was negative. Could you please drop down to functional capacity? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction in the form of scoliosis, which has been corrected with surgery with very good results. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations except for some minor problems with borderline intellectual capability and very quiet speech, and has no other restricted limitations in her workplace environment. Allegations number 1, borderline intellectual functioning, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant does have a borderline intelligence at this time, but is functioning at a borderline IQ and may need some training in job tasks which are not requiring much mental input. Allegation number 2, speech delay. The claimant is able to communicate with me, and although she has a borderline IQ and is very reserved, but is able to communicate well with her speech. Number 3, scoliosis, confirmed with physical examination, has been corrected with surgical repair of the lumbar from the cervical to the lumbar sacral spine with fairly good results. Physical exam was normal. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Johanna Sarahi de Leon.